朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
侍奉是上帝所关心的。
Your work in the church is indeed cared by the Lord.
你在教会外面的事业也是上帝所关心。
Your professional career outside of the rim of a church is also concerned by the Lord.
传道将近三十年的时间里面，我一直发现中国教会有一个很大的危机。
Preaching for nearly 30 years, I have seen a tremendous crisis within Chinese churches.
中国教会的危机是什么呢？
What is the crisis of a Chinese?
就是我们把教会里面、教会外面那个楚河汉界画得非常的清楚。
Because we see such a strong and distinctive dividing line between in the church and out of church.
所以井水不可以犯河水，风马牛不相及的。
The well water and the river waters will never be mixed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我觉得这是一个很严肃的一个我们在信仰上面要检讨的地方。
But this is indeed a very serious question we all should have a chance to examine.
我们不可以，这也是不对的，单单在礼拜堂里面做基督徒。
We should not, we should never be a Christian and Christian only within the walls of a church.
我们今天要很清楚地看见我们事业上所扮演的角色，我们在生活上所扮演的角色，需要是从上帝那边来的。
In each and any and every kind of a role you play, whether at home or at your jobs, it all comes from the Lord.
你作为一个做买卖生意的人
，You are perhaps a businessman.
你作为一个医生
，You are a physician.
你是一个专业的人才
，You are a professional.
甚至你是一个所谓 homemaker. 我们以前说这个家庭主妇，我们现在用个比较积极的字来讲，是 make home 的人。不管你是做什么事情
，Yes, indeed, a homemaker is also a profession.
我们必须要有很清楚的基督教的职业观。
We should all have a very positive view of a Christian professionalism.
你说李牧师，难道你不知道吗？今天不是我们选职业的时候，今天是职业选我们的时候。
Pastor Lee, this is not a time that we can choose a profession. It is a time whether the job will hire me or not.
你再祷告没用，所以李牧师，你要弄清楚啊，今天是职业找我，不是我找职业的时代。
This is an era that you cannot.Clearly define where you want to work.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，But dear brothers and sisters,
我们相不相信
？Do we believe
上帝是全地的上帝
？The Lord is the Lord of the whole earth.
我们相不相信上帝是基督徒的上帝，也是非基督徒的上帝
？The Lord is the Lord of Christians as well as non-Christians.
箴言书告诉我们说，君王的心在龙沟里面随意流转。
And the proverb says that the heart of the king is swimming in the river arbitrarily.
这很有意思哈，君王的心是可以随意流转的。
See, the heart of the king can move around arbitrarily according to what he wants.
他要这样就这样，他要那样就那样。
He can do anything the way he likes.
但是圣经是很有幽默感。
Yet the Bible also has a sense of humor.
圣经告诉我们说，在龙沟里面随意流转。
And that says the only within the confine of the pool.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，耶稣基督在这里提醒我们说，我们今天在地上成全他托付我们的事，就是荣耀神。
And here says by completing the work that the Lord has given us to do, that is to glorify Him.
也根据这一节圣经。
Also, according to this verse,
我们做学生的要把我们的学业做得最好。
As a student, we should do the best. As a student,
我们办事的要把事情办得最好。
Being any kind of business, ought to do the best we can in that profession.
我们不管在任何的行业的公司里面
，regardless of what you do,
我们应该常常听到老板对别人对我们说以下这句话。
We should like to hear very frequently how our boss would say this to others as well as to us.
他办事我放心。
If he takes care of things, and I can trust him.
为什么可以有这样的一句话呢？
Why would such a statement come about?
因为在我的本分上把这件事情做得最好。
Because I have done the best I can to within my ability.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们基督徒应该有的基督教的职业观。
This is indeed the proper attitude for all the Christian professionals.
好几年以前我讲过一个过去的一个见证。
A few years ago, I mentioned about a testimony.
我在一个国中一个初中的学校的这个团契跟他们领一个聚会。
I was leading a fellowship meetings for a middle school students.
那么那天的题目就是说主耶稣会不会再来？他说会再来。那么我们就问他们说主耶稣再来的时候，他看见基督徒在做什么？他主耶稣得到最大的荣耀，心里最满足。
Okay, the question was, do you believe the Lord is going to come again? And everyone said yes. Then we asked them the question, what do you think the Lord would be most satisfied?When he comes down and see that what you're doing.
因为主心里最满意就是他的荣耀得到最高的时候，所以我就问他们这个问题。
The Lord will be most satisfied if he gets glorified. So I asked him this question.
有个孩子举手说读经。
One kid raised his hand and said, "Why I'm reading the Bible."
就是主耶稣再来的时候。
When Lord is coming this moment.
我现在读正在读约翰福音十七章。
I was just there. I'll be just there reading John chapter 17.
主耶稣说好孩子。
The Lord would say, "You're a good boy."
另外一个人举手。
Another person raised his hand.
他说当主耶稣再来的时候。
When the Lord is come again.
我跪在那边。
I will be kneeling down.
我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Our heavenly Father, may your name be glorified.
那么，哎呀，耶稣最喜欢的。
That will please the Lord the most.
第三个人举手。
The third person raised his hand.
我正在 Boston Commons 正在发福音单张。
I'll be just passing my track at the Boston Commons.
耶稣一看，哎呀，好孩子，你在传福音，哎呀，我的心满足，我得荣耀。
The Lord would say, "You are a good boy because you are preaching the gospel, so my heart is satisfied."
后来我就问他们。
Then I asked them,
我说你们正在做这些事情的时候。
While you're doing this,
读经、祷告、传福音
reading, praying, and spreading the gospel.
那么耶稣来的时候就是在白天因为你们在做这些，没有人半夜在那边。我们在天上的父，除非他有很大的那个痛苦。
So you already prophesized the fact that he would come during the daytime because he would never do so in the middle of the night.
我说你是白天，美国就是晚上嘞。
The daytime in Taiwan will be the nighttime in the United States.
那美国的基督徒怎么办
？What would the Christians of the United States be doing?
他们不能说半夜也捧着个圣经啊。
They cannot just hold on the Bibles continuously for 24 hours.
可以了，睡觉可以捧圣经，但睡觉不能看圣经。
You may be holding on to it, but you may not be reading it during sleep.
哎呀，问到最后
，finally，
他说怎么办
？And what is the right answer?
那我说怎么办
？I ask him what is the right answer.
他说只有一个办法。
And they said, well, there's only one way.
求耶稣来两次。
Is to ask him to come twice.
那么在台湾白天的时候来一次，在美国白天的时候再来一次。
Take the daytime on either side of Earth.
不可能，弟兄姊妹。
That's not possible.
答案是什么
？What is the right answer?
弟兄姊妹，请注意，这是个标准答案。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is a standard answer.
主耶稣再来的时候，他怎么样能够得到最大的荣耀
？How would the Lord be most feeling most satisfying when he comes?
你在那个时候做该做的事情，上帝的心最满足。
When you are doing what you're supposed to do, what is correct for you to do, and he will be satisfied.
那个时候你该睡觉，你就好好睡觉。
It's time for you to sleep. You should be sleeping.
耶稣不会像对彼得一样说：“干嘛还在睡觉？应该警醒片刻啊。
”And he wouldn't say the same thing as he said to Peter, for example.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，要成全他托付我们的事，我们可以荣耀他。
By completing what he has entrusted us to do, that means we satisfy him.
第三
third.
我们看第五节。
Let's turn to verse 5.
主耶稣在这里的祷告很有意思，好像没有别的这个原因，只是说父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以前，我同你所有的荣耀。到底这个跟什么有关系
？And it seems to be a very simple verse. And what is this and related to what?
第一节到第五节是跟传福音有关。
Verse 1 through 5 are all related with preaching the gospel.
第四节是跟我们的职业、跟我们的生活有关。
Verse 4 related with our daily life.
第五节跟什么有关
？And what is then 5 related with?
那我们就好好研究，到底约翰福音的作者当他提到现在这两个字的时候是什么意思
？And then we have to pay attention to when the author of the gospel, according to John himself, when he mentions about now, what does now mean?
第一节不是提到时候到了。 然后第五节讲到现在，所以很明显的，这五节圣经里面跟时间有关系。
Clearly, it says in verse 1, for example, it says the time has come. So maybe it's related with time.
因为第一节说时候到了，第五节说现在，所以可见这个现在和神的荣耀有关系。
So the verse 1 says the time has come, and verse 5 says now we believe both have to do with glorifying God.
因为在约翰福音里面，这个时间的观念是约翰福音很独特的一点。
Because the concept of a timeline is very characteristic of this gospel.
圣经教会哈，请大家看圣经哈。Yes. 我们看第二章第四节。
Bible Church. So let's turn to chapter 2, verses 4.
你看耶稣说母亲我与你有什么相干下面说什么我的时候还没有到
Verse 4 says Dear woman, what do you have involved me? My time has not yet come
好请各位看第七章
Chapter 7
第六节
Verse 6
耶稣对他们说我的时候还没有到你们的时候常是方便
The right time for me has not come yet For your any time is right
然后看第八节
Then verse 8.
你们上去过节吧我现在不上去过这节因为我的时候还没有到。
It says here, you go to the feast, I'm not yet going up to the feast because for me, the right time has not yet come.
第七章三十节。
Verse 30 is of chapter 7.
他们就想要捉拿耶稣只是没有人下手因为他的时候还没有到。
It says here, at this time, they tried to seize him,But no one laid a hand on him because his time has not yet come.
你弟兄姊妹有没有注意到，我们从约翰福音第二章开始，就一直重复的出现这个时间的观念。
So starts from the second chapter of this gospel, and repetitively is mentioned about the concept of time, his time.
那么到底这个时候是指什么时候呢？
What kind of time, what sort of time are we talking about here?
圣经告诉我们说圣经的启示是所谓 progression, progressive 的一个 revelation, 渐进的启示。
See, the gospels, the way the gospel is revealing is progressively revealing.
好那我们看后面到十二章二十三节的时候。
Chapter 12, verse 23.
你看耶稣在这里说了一句什么话
What,Did Jesus say here?
他说人子得荣耀的时候到。
It says here, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified.
好，二十七节。
Verse 27.
我现在心里忧愁，我说什么才好呢？父啊，救我脱离这时候。但我原是为这时候来的。
It says here, now my heart is troubled, and what should I say, Father?Save me from this hour. No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour.
弟兄姊妹，这时候是什么时候呢
？What is this hour or this time?
我们再看十二章二十三节。
Now let's turn to chapter 12.
人子得荣耀的时候到。
It's the time that the Son of Man to be glorified.
二十四节是我们都会背的一节圣经。
Yes, indeed, verse 24, many of us can memorize.
因为二十四节告诉我们说，一粒麦子若不落在地里死了，人就是一粒；若落在地里死了，就结出许多的籽粒来。
Unless a kernel, of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies,It produces many seeds.
所以很清楚的，在约翰福音里面讲到的时候，时候，时候，耶稣得荣耀的时候，是指着耶稣上十字架的那个时候说的。
So all these reference to time and hour and hour for the Son of Man to be glorified is referring to the time he was going to be nailed on the cross.
十三章第一节讲的更清楚。
Yes, indeed, on the first verse of chapter 13, it's even more obvious.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到。
It says here, Jesus knew that the time has come for him to leave this world and to go to the Father.
所以，在约翰福音十七章第五节的现在，是指着耶稣开始要受难。
So here, this now on verse 5,signifies the beginning of his suffering.
那么我们把上帝的荣耀跟传福音连在一起，我们马上懂。
So if we relate preaching and glorifying God together, and we all understand.
然后我们想到上帝的荣耀跟我们的职业和生活的见证配在一起，解释一下，我们就会懂。
You can also understand how that we can do the best we can on whatever position we are, and it also means glorify God. You can understand that too.
但是苦难跟荣耀连在一起，这不是我们天性容易懂的事情。
It is rather difficult for a human nature to accept to put the glorifying God and the suffering of the Son of the Man together.
但是弟兄姊妹，这是圣经启示里面很重要的一个真理。
But this is indeed one of the most important revelations of our Bible.
我常常听到人家，当我传福音给人家，人家问我的一些问题。
I often recall this popular question.
如果有上帝
，If there is a God，
为什么现在还那么多的痛苦
？Why there's still suffering?
如果有上帝。
Oh, if there is a God,
哪里可以把苦难跟荣耀连在一起？
How do we then relate and connect suffering and the glory?
弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
这一些年来，
through those years,
我在心里面有个很深的一个感觉。
I have such a deep feeling.
今天这个时代的基督徒，
Christians in this age,
我们知道在天亮以前是特别黑暗的，对不对？
Yes, indeed, it's the most dark.Before the daybreak,
我们现在看见越来越幽黑，越来越黑暗。弟兄姊妹，我们知道天有一天要亮。
The darker the world is, we know the closer we are to the daybreak.
但是在这个苦难的过程当中
，Yes, through the time of suffering,
我们要学习怎么样把荣耀归给神。换句话说，怎么样学习在苦难的里面让天父的心得到满足
？Yes, indeed, we need to be even more diligent to learn how to glorify God.In the time of suffering,
我以前说我们基督教的信仰不是看破红尘的信仰，是看透红尘的信仰。
I have mentioned before that our faith is not just to see into the world, but see through this world.
对不对？我们今天一般的宗教说，哎呀，看破红尘。
And we can see into, we understand this world.
所以我们对这个世界就觉得很空。
So we see what's in this world is very empty.
所以四大皆空的思想，我们中国人很能够接受。
It's easily acceptable to Chinese to see the whole world is vanity but vanity.
但是从苦难的角度来说
，Yes, yet from another aspect of suffering.
从许多经过苦难有经历的人，他可以做见证。
For those who have suffered, they can be the testimony.
看破红尘也对，是看透红尘也对。
Whether you're able to understand, to see into it, or see through it,
为什么呢
？Correct.
为什么呢
？Why is it?
什么叫做看破
？What do we mean by see into?
我们所看到的是苦难。
We see the suffering.
但如果我们有一个属灵的眼睛，我看破这个苦难的时候
，But if I can go through, my eyes can see through this thing.
我们就会发现，在这个苦难的包装的里面有上帝的福气和恩典。
If we can see into it, we see what's included in outwardly to be the suffering. There is the grace of God.
所以我们常常说，苦难是上帝拿来包装他的恩典的包装纸头。
Suffering maybe becomes a wrapping paper for his gifts.
当我们看破这个外面的包装纸的时候，我们可以看到里面真正价值的礼物是什么。
So if we can see through the wrapping paper, we can understand appreciate the value inside the box.
什么叫做看透苦难？
What do we mean by we can see through this?
刚才我用礼物的包装纸来做比方。
I use the wrapping paper as an example.
那么现在我用天上的乌云来做比方。
And now I want to use the dark clouds as an example.
礼拜天我们起来。
As we get up early in the morning.
一看今天是阴天。
Sunday morning we see it's pretty dark.
为什么呢？因为上面有乌云密布。
Because there's much clouds covering above us.
但是我们都知道。
But we also know.
乌云的背后，太阳还在。
Behind the clouds, the sun is ever present.
所以我们看见，虽然有苦难，但是我们知道，当我们看透苦难的时候，我们知道后面还是有神的恩典在。
So we can see through the suffering, we can also see the glory of God behind.
所以我们相信，苦难不是永远。
So we see the suffering is never perpetual.
最近我在看一本书，给我很大的帮助。
And I've been reading a book, and it helped me tremendously.
唐佑之牧师写了一本那么厚的《苦难神学》。
Reverend Tang had written a book translated. It's called The Theology of Suffering.
他写那么厚一本书，里面有一句话，好像很凸显，那在我的眼睛里面。
And one of the things he wrote has made a deep impression in me.
他说苦难是经历，不是理论。他写了那么厚。
He says suffering is an experience, is not theory.
我很同意他的看法。
I agree with him.
今天我们要荣耀主。
Today we need to glorify our Lord.
我们要不要传福音
Are we going to preach the gospel, spread the gospel?
我们在教会不传福音，这个教会不可能荣耀主。
And if we don't preach gospel, there's no way we can glorify God.
现在很新的这种荣耀，有一天会过去。
And being a new church, any new churches will turn old in one day.
我告诉你，不久以后就要换灯泡了，证明这些灯泡都已经旧了。
You need to change light bulbs, for example.
因为这些东西会旧掉。
Things were going away.
一旧就没有荣耀。
The things have become old.
就没有荣耀
了。Will not have glory.
但是这个教会可以一直到主再来，都可以荣耀主，除非这个教会好好的传福音。
Yet a good church can glorify the God to the end.
让我们这些人能够成全主所托付的，这样的人才能够满足主的心，
need,
温暖主的心。
The kind of people in the church need to be the people that can complete what the Lord has entrusted us to do. Then we can satisfy.We can glorify God.
那么第三，这里让我们看到我们如何有一个正确的基督教的苦难观。
So the thirdly, we talked about the correct vision, a correct view of suffering.
十字架就是神的荣耀。
The cross is the glory of God.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就。那么，你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。